Last night was incredible. I don't even know where to begin. Because even though you saw me coming a mile away, I did not see you. And I'm still trying to recover. It all started over drinks. You came up to the bar to get my drink and went to grab yours by mistake. You went to grab your drink at the same time and our fingers touched. I felt my pulse quicken, but it didn't compare to what I felt after I pulled my hand back and looked up into your eyes. I felt desire. Desire like I had never felt before. You looked me over and I noticed a softness in your eyes, but only for a moment. Then your face hardened and you looked annoyed. "Stealing people's drinks," you said. I immediately turned red and started apologizing. You waved me off and I grabbed my drink and quickly turned to walk away. Before I had a chance to get too far away, you said, "Since you tried to steal my drink, how about you get the next round?" I didn't know what to say. I turned around slowly and managed to squeak out an okay. You turned back to your drink and that was it. I grabbed my drink and scurried back over to the table where my friend was sitting. She gave me a quizzical look and asked who you were. I looked back over towards the bar where you were sitting. "Just this guy at the bar," I said. "I grabbed his drink by mistake and now I'm buying the next round because he thinks I tried to steal it." She scoffed and then turned her head to get a better look at you. "Is he cute?" she asked. "He's something," I said. She shook her head and changed the subject. We started talking about work and catching up. Every now and then I would look up at the bar where you were sitting to see if you were looking this way, but you never turned around. Then I wasn't surprised. I don't exactly leave a lasting impression. I was used to going unnoticed. Always painfully shy and awkward. Never knowing the right thing to say. Most guys would give up before anything even began. I was used to it. So, when my drink was empty and I was ready for another round, I wasn't shocked when I went back over to give you your drink and you looked at me nonplussed. I mumbled about how I was the drink-stealing girl and pushed your drink over to you and said, "Here." In my hurry to get away as quickly as possible, I pushed the drink too hard. It caught on the napkin underneath and proceeded to topple over. Liquor and ice spilled out all over the bar, and of course, right into your lap. You looked down as the last remnants continued to drip down onto your pants. I don't think my face could have been any redder. I scrambled around to find as many napkins as possible and started wiping off the bar where you were sitting. You just watched me while I dabbed and blotted up spilt booze and listened as the "I'm sorry"s poured out of my mouth. When I was done cleaning off the bar, I turned to look at you, holding a bunch of wet napkins in my hand. I looked at the wad of wet paper in my hand and then glanced down at your soaked pants. You followed my gaze down slowly and then turned your head back up and looked me in the eyes. "Are you going to wipe me down now too?" I stammered and told you if I could if you wanted me to, and started looking around for more napkins. You chuckled and shook your head. "Not great at picking up on sarcasm, are you?" Words started falling out of my mouth faster than I could keep up. I apologized a dozen more times and told you I hoped you didn't have to go anywhere after this and I could get your pants dry clean for you. It was the least I could do. I don't know how long I rambled or how much I got out before you put your hand on my arm and told me softly to relax. I couldn't really think after that. Your grip felt firm but soft on my arm, and your touch was soothing. I looked over at your hand and for a moment thought about what it would be like to have your hands all over me. I lingered a little longer on your hand, more than I should have. I watched you squeeze my arm a little tighter. I could see the muscles in your arm flexing. My mouth parted and I started to feel my face flush again. I couldn't remember the last time I had a stranger's hands on me. I shook my head and tried to push the dirty thoughts I was thinking out of my mind. I turned back to face you, ready to blurt out another apology, and you put your hand up close to my face. "Do not say you're sorry again. It was an accident. We survived it." I managed a small laugh and mumbled something about you being right. But I couldn't help it and started to try and apologize again. Before I could even get all the words out, your face darkened and your voice lowered. "I know you weren't getting ready to say I'm sorry again. What did I just say?" I was so taken back, I immediately blurted out, "I'm sorry again," and then covered my mouth. You moved a little closer to me and your voice lowered more. "I'm going to the bathroom to clean myself off. Why don't you get us some fresh drinks and I'll be back in a few." You got up and started towards the bathroom. I watched you walk away and slowly let out the breath I had been holding in the whole time. I ordered more drinks and turned around to find my friend walking towards me, putting her jacket on. I panicked and asked what she was doing. She said she was sorry, but she had an emergency and had to go. She asked how it was going with the bar guy, and I told her I spilled a drink all over you. She shook her head and laughed, grabbed me and gave me a big hug, called me a smooth operator, and told me to call her tomorrow. I watched her leave the bar, slowly starting to realize I was here alone now. Feeling silly, I grabbed my drink and walked back over to sit at the table. I had gotten you a new drink, and I was too far away now to do any further damage, which made me feel less anxious. I saw you come out of the bathroom and watched you walk back towards the bar. I couldn't stop staring at you. The way you moved through the crowd. Confident, but not pushy. Aware, but also deep in thought. You looked so sexy. It was hard not to stare. You got to back to where we were and looked at your drink. Then you turned around and started scanning the bar. I felt my heart flutter and my face flush again. Were you looking for me? I was so excited, I shot my hand up in the air like an idiot. Your gaze fell on me and you started to walk over to the table. I immediately put my hand down, thinking to myself, you probably just wanted to thank me for the drink, or you wanted to chew me out more for spilling a drink all over you. Or you wanted to ask about my friend. I took a deep breath and waited. You walked up to the table and stared at me for a second. Then you put your drink down and slowly looked back up at me. "Do you want to dance?" I must have looked pretty shocked because you laughed and asked if something was wrong. I stammered and said, "No, I just wasn't expecting you to say that." You chuckled and said, "Let me guess, you thought I was going to ask about your friend." Laughing, I told you that was one of the thoughts rolling around in my brain. You laughed and asked what the others were. I told you it was down to you thanking me for the drink and chewing me out for spilling it on you. You shook your head and said, "Well, I did want to thank you for the drink. Thank you." You brought the drink up to your mouth and took a long sip. I watched you as you drank. Your other arm hanging relaxed to the side. Your body was facing towards me. It was lean and strong looking. I wanted to touch you so badly. I wanted to put my hands all over you. Feel your muscles clench underneath my fingertips. I shook my head and tried to snap myself out of it. You put your drink down and took a big sigh and said, "And I'm not going to chew you out for spilling a drink on me." You paused and then said, "But I don't want to hear you say I'm sorry again." Then you leaned down over the table closer to me and said, "And I'm not interested in your friend." I could feel my face heating up. You stood back up and put your hand out towards me. I looked down at your hand and slowly placed my hand on top of yours and started to stand up. "I'm not a very good dancer," I said quietly. You looked at me and said, "I'll be the judge of that." You turned and started to lead us towards the dance floor. You held my hand as you led us through the bar. As we got closer to the crowd, your hand gripped mine as we moved through the people. You squeezed your hand tighter and I felt my knees go weak. All I could think of was how I'm supposed to be close enough to dance with you when I can barely keep it together holding your hand. We got through onto the dance floor. The music was pumping through my ears, the bass thumping and everybody's bodies moving to the beat. The dance floor was dark save for a few overhead spotlights flashing and strobing to the music. I may not be a good dancer, but I loved to dance. I let the sensation of it wash over me and started moving to the beat. I closed my eyes and got lost in it all for a moment. I allowed myself to relax and enjoy the feeling. I felt your hands on my hips as your body moved behind mine. You moved in closer to me and said, "I think you're a good dancer." I closed my eyes and had to stop from completely melting back into your arms. I managed to pull myself together and keep dancing. We danced very close for a little while, but never pressing our bodies together for too long. Every touch, every brush of skin to skin was like lightning, and I couldn't stand it for long. I was acutely aware of your body and your movements, where your hands were. A stranger's hands that I wanted to feel all over me. It was like you knew, like you could hear what I was thinking. The song changed and started to slow down. You grabbed me and pulled me in until my body was pressed up against yours. I gasped and put my hand on yours. I was going to try to push you away, but I stopped. Instead, I started grinding my body back onto yours, slowly and sensually. I don't know if I was going crazy or what, but I wanted you so badly I couldn't help myself. You inhaled sharply, but kept your hands on my hips as I started to grind on you harder. I moved up and down on your body. I swayed my hips and rubbed my ass into your crotch. I could feel you start to harden against me. It turned me on so much to know what I was doing to you. I could feel myself getting wetter and wetter. Your breath on my neck would catch as I pushed myself harder against your cock. Then I slowly started to come out of the lustful daze I put myself in and realized what I was doing. I abruptly turned around to tell you that I am not the super sexy dancer I was trying to be, and I stepped right on your foot. I blurted out, "I'm sorry," then looked up at you. Your face had completely changed. Your eyes flashed with anger, but the way you looked me up and down made my whole body shudder. You grab me and pull me in close to you. I said, I didn't want to hear I'm sorry again. I said sorry immediately, covered my mouth. Your eyes flashed with anger again, and I let out a little moan, surprising myself. He looked at me, surprised too, for a second. Then this devilish smile danced across your face, like you were part of some inside joke. You grabbed my hand and started leading me off the dance floor. I didn't know where we were going, and I didn't care. I couldn't really think straight. I was so giddy with anticipation, I couldn't think of anything else. Even when that small part of me tried to protest, and I could feel my body hesitate, you just tightened your grip on my hand and kept us moving forward. I didn't feel like myself anymore. I felt like somebody else. I don't walk off with strangers, but it was making me so horny. I would have done anything you wanted. You pulled us over to the far corner of the bar, off to the side where it was dark and nobody could really see us. Before I could even say anything, you turned me around and pushed me up against the wall and slapped me on the ass. I let out a shocked moan. I never felt so embarrassed and turned on at the same time. I looked around to see if anybody saw, and you slapped me again. You got close to me and asked, "Were you checking to see if anybody saw? Or were you hoping they saw?" I didn't know what to say. Didn't know what to think. It felt amazing. I didn't want you to stop. I pushed my ass farther out towards you. Instead of slapping it again, you grabbed it with your hands. You squeezed it and rubbed your hands back and forth in between my legs. I writhed around and let out a needy moan. Then your hands snaked around towards the front of my pants, and you rubbed my aching pussy with your fingertips. You pushed your fingers underneath my pants and lifted up my panties. I grabbed at your hand and pushed you farther down my pants. I wanted you to feel how wet I was for you. You whispered something in my ear, but I couldn't make out what it was. And then you slid a finger inside me. I moaned louder as your finger curled up inside me and your thumb started to rub my clit. I remembered we were still in the bar and started looking around again to see if anybody could see us. You moved in closer to me and told me no one could see us. You started to move your fingers faster inside me, and I started losing control. I pounded my fist against the wall and moaned loudly. I didn't care if anyone heard me anymore. I was out of control, and it felt amazing. I could feel the intensity build inside me, and my body start to shudder. You leaned in and told me to come for you, and it pushed me over the edge. I whimpered and came. You held me close as my body convulsed against you. I leaned back against you and begged you to fuck me. I didn't care how needy I sounded. I begged and pleaded for you to fuck me right there in the bar. You turned me around so that I was facing you. I immediately grabbed at your belt and pants to undo them. I felt like an animal, completely out of control, and a stranger even to myself. But I wasn't going to stop. I had never felt anything like this before. I wanted more. I pulled your cock out and looked down at it. That was so big and hard. I ran my hand up and down it, my fingertips lightly brushing over your head. You groaned and started to take my pants and panties off. I stepped out of them and you picked me up and told me to wrap my legs around you. You pushed me up against the wall and to hold me in place. And then you slid your cock inside me. You started bumping slowly inside me. Each thrust going deeper and deeper. Your body clenching and your muscles tightening. I threw my arms around you and held onto you as you fucked me against the wall. I opened my eyes at one point and saw a woman watching us. She didn't say anything or give herself away, but I could see she was enjoying watching us. Her lips were parted, and she was rubbing her neck and chest slowly while she watched us. And I wanted her to watch us. I leaned down into your ear, still looking at her, and told you to fuck me harder. You grunted and started thrusting faster and faster. I watched her watching us for as long as I could, but it felt so good, I closed my eyes and rolled my head back in ecstasy. I begged you to come inside me, and I could feel your body shudder when you did. I held on to you as tight as I could, as you continued to pump inside me until you were done. I looked up to see if the woman was still there, watching us, but she was gone. We sat there for a minute, still entwined together, and breathing heavily. Then I unwrapped my legs from around your waist, and you set me back on the ground. You helped me get my pants back on, and I tried to help you with yours. And there wasn't much help, though, because my hands wouldn't stop shaking. I looked up at you, and I was about to say, "I'm sorry." You cut me off before I had a chance to say the words. "Do not say you are sorry." I smiled and started shaking my head. You smiled back at me and asked why I was shaking my head. I said that I didn't even know your name. You chuckled and said that you didn't know mine either. We sat there for a second, just being close to each other. Then you leaned in and kissed me softly. I closed my eyes and leaned in and kissed you back. We made out for a few minutes. I could feel my body starting to heat up again. You kissed my neck and leaned in close to my ear and said, "I'll tell you next time." "There's going to be a next time," I said. I couldn't hide the incitement and anticipation in my voice. You pulled back and put your hands on my shoulders and look deep into my eyes. "Do you want there to be a next time?" I didn't hesitate. I looked him in the eyes and said yes. He looked back at me and said, "Good. You know what I wanted. What I needed. I was yours."